Ted extended his hand for a conciliatory handshake.
You could have said that over the phone, Jack said, eyeing the hand warily.
I'd like to look a man in the eye when I make amends.
Jack hesitated another moment, then took Ted's hand in his own and gave it a few weak pumps.
Good luck with everything,
Ted said. Thanks, Jack said, managing a weak smile. He let go and began to rise from his chair.
Say, before you leave, I was wondering if you might give me a hand with something.
Jack collapsed back into his chair, barely stifling a laugh.
There it was. The catch.
With Ted, there was always some ulterior motive lurking right around the corner.
I know you're on a tight schedule, but I could really use your help before you hit the road.
What do you want? Jack breathed.
It's about the business, Ted said. Sold it off last week, all 7 stores. The sale price was almost $4 million, and I'll net about $3 million after tax.
Congratulations, Jack said coolly.
I got retirement projections from Bruce Lassiter today, Ted continued. He says the projections are conservative and practically guarantee I'll never run out of money. I'm not so sure. I'm only 50, so I need this money to last 35, maybe 40 years. I don't want to adopt the plan if it's not sustainable. You mind taking a peek?
Jack had always been good with numbers and had even minored in finance, but he was reluctant to give Ted financial planning advice on the fly. I don't know, Ted. I really need to be going.
Come on, Jack. It'll take 5 minutes. It's not just my future on the line here, but Jenny's too.
With the mention of his mother, Jack collapsed back into his chair.
All right, I'll take a look, he said with a sigh.
Ted slid the proposal across the table. Jack picked it up and scrutinized the rows of numbers. After a few minutes, he looked back at Ted. Looks like he's recommending you take $165,000 out every year for the next 35 years. He's also running this projection at an annual average rate of return of 9%. Do you think that's realistic?
Bruce claims his average annual rates of return since 1990 have been over 14%. Seems like I should be able to do 9% standing on my head.
Jack shrugged. 9% seemed doable given the trend in the stock market over the last decade, but he also knew it could all turn on a dime. 9% might be pushing it a skosh, but in the big scheme of things, you'll probably be okay. And if the most you ever take out is $165,000 per year, you'll never eat into your $3 million principal, at least not in theory.
Bruce calls it the set it and forget it plan. Set this thing in motion, take your distributions, then ride off into the sunset. And that's what I want for Jenny and me, a worry-free retirement. Do you think that's what these numbers will achieve?
Jack looked over the proposal again.
I think it's a sound plan.
Average rates of return are a tad aggressive, but if you can average 9% per year, and you and Mom keep your pre-tax lifestyle at or below $165,000 every year, then you should never run out of money. Ted slapped his hand down on the table with satisfaction.
That's what I needed to hear. I appreciate you stopping by, Jack.
Ted rose and gave Jack's hand another shake.
Thanks again, Jack. I owe you one.
Jack pressed his lips into a thin, hard line before he bid Ted goodbye and strode toward the door. When his hand touched the doorknob, he paused for a moment and then wheeled around. Their relationship would never be any better than it was right now. He had nothing to lose. Can I cash in that favor now? Ted had already settled back into his magazine.
Shoot,
he said, without bothering to look up. When I was in college, I worked over at the Lancaster Boys Club. We took kids from rough neighborhoods, single-parent homes, and gave them mentors, a safe environment, and a standing invitation